This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Maria Diana Ramirez. Date of birth, May the 30th, 1967. Case ID number is 6521259. Date of exam, October the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Doctors Clinic, dated 10/10/22, and on 12/28/21. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old divorced female with one daughter who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, osteoarthritis with diabetic polyneuropathy, type 1 bipolar disease with anxiety and panic attacks, and gastritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she was a provider for 25 years. She states she worked 4 to 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, osteoarthritis / diabetic polyneuropathy. Number five, type 1 bipolar disease with anxiety and panic attacks. And number six, gastritis. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1996, she started to develop symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She states that she does have in-organ damage, a retinopathy, nephropathy, diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet, and cardiovascular disease. The claimant states that she checks her blood glucose 2 times per day, and that it usually comes out between 380 to 600 milligrams / DL. Her blood glucose reading today was 430 milligrams / DL. The claimant is presently on oral and insulin, or medications and insulin at this time. She takes metformin, 500 milligrams, BID, pioglitazone, 15 milligrams, POQD, Traceba, 35 units, BID, Ozempic, 25 milligrams, Q-week. But states that she has not been very well controlled with the medications that they're giving her. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 13, which is very, very high and poorly controlled. This was not verified with medical records, and so I'm assuming that this is her accurate hemoglobin A1C. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 1996, she was diagnosed with hypertriglyceridemia. And high cholesterol. She denies having a cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. She's presently on atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD and states that her levels have been very good and that she is well controlled at this time. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number four, osteoarthritis / polyneuropathy. / osteoporosis. The claimant states that in 2021, she fell and fractured her left elbow and right wrist and was diagnosed with osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. She also suffers from diabetic polyneuropathy and has numbness and tingliness of her hands and feet. She was diagnosed with a poorly healed fracture of the left upper extremity and of the left elbow, and also of the right wrist fracture. She did have open reduction internal fixation of the left elbow as well as the right wrist, which did not heal well, secondary to her osteoporosis. She is scheduled for a bone graft to repair the right upper extremity. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds with her right hand. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or do any other chores around the house. She has no assistive devices she uses at this time. She is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which does give some relief. Her physician is Dr. Juan Gonzalez. And because of her condition, she does no other exercise at this time. She is presently not taking any medication for her osteoporosis. Allegation number 5, type 1 bipolar disease with anxiety and panic attacks. The claimant states that in 1980, she started to develop anxiety and panic attacks and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She states she suffers from nervousness, anxiety, decreased concentration, insomnia, seeing shadows, and being frustrated, along with some depression. She denies hearing voices or having any suicidal ideations or attempts in the past. She does have difficulty sleeping at night and suffers from anger and mild anger, but no violent attacks, and she appears to be very frustrated. She is presently on no medications for her condition, and she does appear to have a depressed mood. Allegation number 6, gastritis/gastroesophageal reflux disease. The claimant states that since 2003, she has had gastroesophageal reflux disease and states that the character of the pain is a heartburn pain located in the epigastric area, which radiates up to her throat. She states that she can have this discomfort for up to 10 hours, and it's a discomfort that she has every day. If she takes her medication, which is Nexium 20 milligrams QD, it does relieve her symptoms. The other associated symptoms include nausea, diarrhea 2 times per week, constipation, weakness, and a weight loss of 15 pounds in the past year. She denies any vomiting, melena, hematemesis. She is food intolerant to chili and spicy foods. She was diagnosed with gastritis/gastroesophageal reflux disease, being treated with Nexium 20 milligrams QD with good results. Family history. The father died at the age of 66. He had high cholesterol, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 75, and she had high cholesterol, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoporosis medications. Nexium, 20 milligrams, POQD. Metformin, 500 milligrams, BID. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD. Losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Citalopram, 20 milligrams QD. Pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams BID. Traceba, 35 units BID. Ozempic, 25 milligrams Q week for 6 months. Atenolol, 25 milligrams BID. And atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. She is also on vitamin D, 25,000 units Q week. Medical problems. Diabetes mellitus, type 2, poorly controlled. Diabetic polyneuropathy, comma. Primary hypertriglyceridemia, comma. Postmenopausal disorder, comma. Hypertension, comma, bipolar disease with anxiety and panic attacks along with mild depression, comma, nicotine dependence, comma, osteoporosis, comma, generalized anxiety disorder, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, diabetic on insulin, comma, fatty liver, comma, major surgery, C-section times one, comma, lumbar sacral back surgery, comma, cholecystectomy, comma. The claimant also had a open reduction internal fixation of the left elbow performed January 2021, and also an open reduction internal fixation of the right wrist with poor results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states she smoked one cigarette per day for 5 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.9 Fahrenheit, weight 117 pounds, height 4 feet and 10 and 3/4 inches tall. BP 133 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation is 100%, BMI is 25. General. This is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant appears to have bilateral retinal bleeds and signs of corneal puncture scars noted. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canal were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and poorly reactive to light and appeared to be dilated. Extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal. Snellen vision. OD, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 3 feet. OD, pinhole, not performed. OS, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet distance. Binocular, uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 3 feet distance. Could you please drop down to lungs after the last sentence? The claimant states that she had shortness of breath. However, an oxygen saturation was performed, and it was at 100%, and her lungs were clear with physical exam. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She did not have clear thought process and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair and she was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6 were mildly abnormal, and she had difficulty following my pen. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was poor and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially on the left upper extremity, where there is deformity of the left elbow area and also of the right wrist area. She does have swelling of that joint and mild effusion noted with deformity. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, but not of the thoracic and lumbar spine area. The claimant refused to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor and to perform a lumbar sacral back flexion. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremity and with mild decreased range of motion of the right wrist area as well. The claimant had a open reduction internal fixation of the left upper extremity with poor results, and her bone did not heal well. and is awaiting a surgery for bone graft placement. Straight leg raise, examine the sitting position with 70 degrees bilaterally, and then the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 10 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the left upper extremity. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant did not attempt to flex her knees for me because she refused to do this range of motion. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant had difficulty walking on her heels and toes and refused to perform this task. She was able to walk at a tandem rate, but slowly. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but she was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant gave a fair to poor effort in the physical examination. Assistive devices. She did not present with any assistive devices, but more likely not needs one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 for the right side and plus 3/5 for the left. The claimant had a normal right hand function. She is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and oppose fingers. On the left side, she is unable to move her hand at all, secondary to the fracture that she has in her elbow, and it is very tender and painful for her. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appeared to be grossly intact, except for 3, 4, and 6, secondary to decrease in extraocular movements. It could be that the claimant just could not see very well, even though I was just 1 foot away from her eyes. Reflexes were plus 2 for the patellar and Achilles reflexes bilaterally, but for the left brachioradialis and biceps, reflexes were unable to be obtained secondary to the right, to the left upper extremity pain. On the right side, her reflexes were plus 2 for the brachioradialis and biceps. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 4/5 for the left, for the right upper and lower extremities, as well as the right lower extremity, and plus 2/5 for the left upper extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the left hand, but normal for the right. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity and was unable to lift, carry, or handle objects with the left upper extremity. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of fractures, osteoporosis, and muscle aches. The claimant is unable to heel toe walk at this time, but can walk at a tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength for the left side at +2/5 and for the right at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but just does show fatigue and deformity of the left upper arm. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields as well as her visual acuity. She appears to be legally blind at this time. She is being treated with shots for diabetic retinopathy of both eyes. The claimant is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 13, left upper extremity fracture with osteoporosis and poor healing. And near blindness at this time. Probable diagnosis is diabetes mellitus type 2. Being treated at this time, appears to be very poorly controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 13%. Allegation number 2, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 133/89 mmHg, which is normal. She appears to be fairly well controlled. Hypercholesterolemia/triglyceridemia. Being treated at this time, the claimant says her levels have been normal and she is doing well with her medications. Number 4, osteoarthritis with diabetic polyneuropathy. Confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has a history of osteoporosis as well, but is not being treated for it, and she has had fractures of the left upper extremity at the elbow area and of the right wrist, of which the elbow has not healed well, and she will need a bone graft. Number 5, type 1 bipolar disorder, anxiety/panic attacks. Not being treated at this time. The claimant appears to be fairly stable and did not appear to be anxious. Allegation number six, gastritis/gastroesophageal reflux disease, being treated with medication and appears to be well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Diana Ramirez.